Chapter 6. Verse 3. Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? Verse 4. He entered the house of God, and taking the consecrated bread, he ate what is lawful only for priests to eat. And he also gave some to his companions. Verse 5. The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Verse 8. Get up and stand in front of everyone. Verse 9. I ask you, which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? Verse 10. Stretch out your hand. Verse 20. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Verse 21. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Verse 22. Blessed are you when men hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil, because of the Son of Man. Verse 23. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that is how their fathers treated the prophets. Verse 24. But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort. Verse 25. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Verse 26. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for that is how their fathers treated the false prophets. Verse 27. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. Verse 28. Bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Verse 29. If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Verse 30. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Verse 31. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Verse 32. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. Verse 33. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. Verse 34. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. Verse 35. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Verse 36. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Verse 37. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Verse 38. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Verse 39. Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? Verse 40. A student is not above his teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher. Verse 41. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? Verse 42. How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take the speck out of your eye," when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Verse 43. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Verse 44. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes, or grapes from briars. Verse 45. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart his mouth speaks. Verse 46. Why do you call me, Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Verse 47. I will show you what he is like who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. Verse 48. He is like a man building a house, who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it, because it was well built. Verse 49. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete.